You may have seen them at a sports field or community center near you. Cameras intended to stream youth sports live online. One of the biggest names in this space is LiveBarn. A proposed bylaw was recently put in front of Wellington North Council. The bylaw, if signed, would authorize a 3-year deal to install the cameras from LiveBarn at the Arthur Arena and Mount Forest and Dittrich Sports Complex. At Monday's meeting, Manager of Recreation, Community and Economic Development, Mandy Jones, shared her understanding of how these live streaming cameras operate after speaking with a representative from LiveBarn. Jones says the cameras will be on timers.
The default will be to have the cameras off unless a user group requests that they be turned on. So if a minor hockey association says we want the cameras turned on for our teams, then we will turn those cameras on and not black out that time frame. So further to this, staff will be trained on how to set those blackout times when the cameras will not be turned on. So for example, we might choose to black out the cameras from 6 a.m. until 4 p.m. daily so that it doesn't get triggered to turn on inadvertently.
In addition, those wishing to view the feed online will have to log in and enter a specific PIN number. This PIN would only give access to the specific game involving their child. Counselor Steve McCabe inquired whether parents of players or visitors to the event would have to sign a consent form.
So the consent for streaming would not be written from my awareness. It would be posted. So entering into the facility, you're in a public space, you could be streamed. Similar to a lot of parents have cell phones, they may stream to YouTube or Facebook or something like that. So it's a similar public space streaming avenue. However, if Minor Hockey reached out to the township and said, we have somebody who does not want to be streamed and we would like to honor that request, then we would work with them to black out or put that privacy pin in place.
Counselor Lisa Hearn inquired about a recent story in nearby Waterloo region where children at a day camp were streamed online without permission from a camera installed by LiveBarn. Jones provided a statement from LiveBarn regarding that incident.
So their official statement from the chief operating officer is LiveBarn is aware of the situation in Waterloo and Kitchener and is actively investigating. We take privacy very seriously and we intervened immediately once we were notified. Our preliminary investigation indicates this appears to be the result of a scheduling error and that there was no footage downloaded or shared. In addition, the live stream was disabled immediately upon being notified and there is currently no footage available. Our streaming schedules are managed by each venue, so in this case it would be the township, or their affiliated local sports organizations. In this case, an incorrect schedule was created. With thousands of venues and diverse sports content, accidental human error can occur. We are constantly reviewing our protocols, and in light of the situation, we will be looking at implementing further safeguards to prevent future issues. And then we also want to clarify that these two incidents were isolated and unrelated to one another. We will continue to work with all of our partners involved to protect against this moving forward.
Ultimately, council decided to delay the vote until they can get more information. The next Wellington North Council meeting is August 11th. LiveBarn says there's about a 6 to 8 week turnaround to install the cameras. If the vote passes at the August 11th meeting, it could be early to mid-October before the streaming cameras are up and running. I'm Paul Harriet reporting for The Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.